Guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Willkommen zur nächsten Ausgabe unserer kleinen Reihe Corona in Europa. Heute haben wir Herrn Panayotis Kakoliris zu Gast. Er ist Senior Research Fellow in der Universität von Peloponnes und arbeitet auch als Journalist. Ich werde dieses Interview mit Herrn Kakoliris auf Englisch führen. Panos, thank you very much that you agreed to be in our little edition of Corona in Europa. We all know it's summer, it's the holiday season, and as a journalist and as a research fellow in international affairs, of course, you are very much following what was going on in Europe in the recent months. And I would like to know what is going on at the moment in Greece.
Frederike, first of all, I would like to thank you for this kind invitation. It's very nice speaking to you and very nice analyzing the situation because in Greece with the coronavirus, because it is a unique situation. And I really would like to congratulate your institute for this initiative, because it's really interesting the fact that you're trying to analyze the situation at a European level, and we really need that. So the situation regarding coronavirus, it seems to be a situation under control. The country is almost back to normal. It is open for tourists, as you said, but with many health and safety measures in force. Just yesterday, the government decided and announced that we will all have to wear masks in almost every indoor site, and we have to wear masks in supermarkets, etc. So the situation seems under control. Scientists are kind of worried about the developments. It is what we're living now. It is unprecedented, and it seems to me that we don't have the scientific knowledge to be able to predict about the future. So the decision of the government to go step by step was, I think, a wise decision, and it had a very positive outcome. As a result, we could say that Greece has one of the best COVID-19 records in the European Union. And that was mainly thanks to the very swift decision of the government to enforce a lockdown. And at the same time, it was rather strange for the Greek standard to say that citizens were we're ready to obey and comply with the directions of the government. You know, the Greek character sometimes can be very improvising, if I could say. But at that point, Greeks were ready to follow the instructions of the government. That has another effect. According to the polls, 8 out of 10 citizens believe today that the government is handling the corona crisis in a very successful way. And 6 out of 10 say that the country is heading in the right direction, which is 10% higher than a year before. So it seems like a Greek paradox, I would say, that the country feels worried about the situation, but confident at the same time.
The government was quite under critic in the last years, of course, and there is this tremendous, I would say, economic crisis and economic turmoil. So, what impact has Corona on this situation?
You're very rightly pointing out the fact that this crisis is not just a health crisis. It is a very important health crisis that has grave implications, social and economic. But the point is that this crisis hit Greece after a 10-year severe economic turmoil, with a record high unemployment and the loss of almost or more than 25% of our gross domestic product. It was a 10-year period, a difficult period, that the country had to adjust the life of the citizens, the money of the public expenditure. And in fact, we had to reduce even the money we give to hospitals during the last years. So this public health crisis found Greece in a very difficult point, in a turning point, I would say, because we were just about to exit this 10-year period of crisis. And right at that point, we were hit also, like all the other people, with this public health crisis. So you are rightly pointing out that when we see the situation in Greece, we have to take into consideration the fact that we have spent the last 10 years trying to handle a very grave economic crisis. And that makes the situation more, let me say, complicated.
The situation is that now it's summer. Greece has a lot of its income coming from tourism. Is there any, you know, prediction how the corona crisis does have an impact on the income from tourism?
That question connects very well with your previous question, because in fact during the 10 years of economic crisis, the only sector of the economy that was a driving force for Greece was tourism. So that was good for the last 10 years, and Greeks invested more in tourism, in tourism infrastructure. We could say that last year was a record high. We had a record high number of visitors, and people were very optimistic about how things will develop for this year, for 2020. But then we had the coronavirus crisis. So according to economists, the tourism impact on our GDP, it's something about 25%. Now, regarding the situation, we have opened all the airports. People can come to the Greek islands. They can go by boat, or they can come by plane. It is easy to go from an island to another. But I have to say that many hotels have not opened because the cost of opening for 1 month and a half was very high, and the profit was not sufficient. So many businesses decided to remain closed for this summer. That will have a very important impact, a very important economic and therefore social impact. Because if we, there are estimations that the number, the income from the tourism this year will be reduced by something like 75%. So someone can understand that this percentage, it's enormous, in fact. And since we said before that the one-fourth of our GDP is related to tourism, we can understand the implications of this coronavirus to tourism and then to economy, and then to society, because after all, everything comes down to society, because we're expecting a higher numbers of unemployment. That will drive us to the need of having the state supporting more the people in need. But how can a state can do that after 10 years of economic crisis and under this general economic pressure, let me say, due to the coronavirus. It is very difficult. The predictions are not very optimistic. The good thing is that the government seems to react in a very positive way. The other positive news is that we have the European support after the last EU summit. There are reasons to believe that things can be better, but not all the problems have been solved. We have a very difficult year ahead of us. I am expecting that after September, we will be able to understand the economic implications of this coronavirus in a better way. Because for the moment, now people are working in some people are working in the tourism industry. In September, things will be clearer, and we have a better understanding of the implications. And therefore, I'm very happy to hear that the government is preparing new measures to support, especially the industries that have been hit in a more severe way because of the crisis.
Thank you very much for this analysis. What I would be interested in, you know that in Germany and also in other countries, there are this kind of conspiracy myths regarding the coronavirus, that is a hoax. Then there's a resistance of wearing masks, of taking measures. How about that in the Greek society? You mentioned in the beginning that there is a big support for these safety measures, but is there also a counter movement?
I am afraid that there is. I'm not very happy to tell you that, especially in the social media arena, these views are very popular. I think that now we are paying the price of populism today. After, you see, there is a continuation, because in the past years, we had the populism related to economics, and now we have the populism related to public health. Indeed, there are many people who write about the fact that there is no coronavirus, that they are against the masks. We haven't seen demonstrations as these we have seen in Germany, for example. There are not so many, but there are quite many. I don't have the numbers, but I could imagine that there is a strong 15 to 20% of the people who are not sure about the situation. But we have to be honest, the fact that scientists were not clear from the beginning about this crisis, and the scientific facts are not very clear from the beginning, that created and caused a kind of confusion to the people. And if we analyze how people perceive the situation, we have to see that people do not want not to understand. So they need to find a mindset that will be able to help them understand the situation. People want to feel safe and secure. So I think they create a micro environment of fake news, unfortunately, that makes them feel more comfortable, because we are all not ready to cope with this situation. It is a situation that we haven't lived in our generations. So we had to live, Europe had to live that since the Spanish flu. So none of us have been in a situation like this. Therefore, we have to follow the social movements related to COVID, and we have to be sensitive enough not to criticize only these people, but trying to understand the situation and trying to find a solution, because we cannot have 10 or 20% of the society being at a corner, having extreme ideas about an issue opposite to the majority, because we will see that developing as a social phenomenon later on. And we have to be very worried for that, and ready to follow and provide some solutions. I mean, as think tanks, as universities, academia, as politicians, as psychologists, sociologists, it's a phenomenon that I believe that we have to follow closely.
I'm absolutely sure about that. Thank you very much for your estimation and for your time. And I wish you a wonderful summer in Greece.
Thank you very much.